And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa all the way back east over towards Gadsden, even parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And we do it because we have a great audience. That's why. That's exactly why we do it. That's why we come to work every day, man. I'm just telling you. Hey, listen, by the way, let me just tell you about some other great folks. I hope you heard yesterday on the show, we spent time with the folks from the Elm Foundation. If you did not hear that, you need to go catch the podcast, because what they do is truly amazing. Talk about literally getting out there and getting busy and doing things to change people's lives. Oh, like fiscal conservatives. Wow. I mean, it was pretty cool. So the Elm Foundation, ELM, Elm stands for Expect Little Miracles. They are changing people's lives, one life at a time. They're going in there. They're finding ways to help these people get off the streets, to get back to a place of self-sufficiency, to restore their self-worth. And they're doing it, by the way, not just like government throwing money at it. They're doing it in such a way that they are actually instilling confidence and accountability with a plan in people's lives, and it's working. So the Elm Foundation, they're based out of Huntsville. They're a 501c3. Here's their website, ElmHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ElmHSV.org. Check them out. I think you'll like it. If you chose to ever support them too, they have a very cool thing here. One of the guys in the studio yesterday, the founder of the Elm Foundation, he personally underwrites all of the administrative costs so that any dollar given to them goes straight into programs. And so, yeah, very cool. Wonderful. You ought to hear the podcast. I mean, it was great. So, yeah, Elm Foundation, ELMHSV.org. Check them out. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I asked for the text messages. I asked for some stuff. All right, so the questions that we have talked about that have generated the most interest so far this show have been the question of whether you like year-round school, have been the question of how do you feel about the idea that Ukraine can fix stuff on the battlefield, whereas we just throw it away, and then how do you feel about Biden falling down on stage today? I got thoughts on all of the above, but let's run down the list a little bit. And Boomer, you had one came in too from a friend, I think. What was the thing about Ukraine, wasn't it?
Oh, I did. I had an email come through from Doug, and he said he actually was in Ukraine a couple summers, and the Ukrainian people touched his heart in a way that he never thought. Their passion and pride and integrity in adverse situations was simply incredible. And he was happy that I experienced the same situation there.
Yeah, very cool.
Had the same impressions. So thank you, Doug.
Yep, yeah. And by the way, background again, your family's had a ministry to Ukraine for years.
For years. And it's still in communication with them, but we haven't been over in a while.
Yeah, well, obviously you can't right now. Mm-hmm. But and even adopted your sister from Ukraine.
Yes, my sister's adopted from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. What else? We got the text lines. Oh, Lord, there's a lot of them. Let me see here. Going down the line, Mike from Huntsville says, no more time in schools. okay, because he's looking at the U.S. Department of Education putting out their Pride Month flyers. Everyone in the school community should feel valued for who they are and free to be their authentic self. Our message to LGBTQIA+ students, teachers, and staff as we begin Pride Month. Education Department's got your back. And so basically he's saying, don't put them in year-round school.
Yeah, not for that. Yeah.
What else we have in there, Boom?
Let's see. We got, oh, man.
David from Huntsville said year-round school. We don't have the HVAC capacity through June through August. That's a great point.
That is a great point.
I mean, there are schools. I'd found out that one of the schools in my district didn't have air conditioning in like a big chunk of the school. And so I got a grant to help fund putting some of that in. And amazing thought.
Our summer months are hot.
Of course, I will go back to how did anybody learn anything before air conditioning? I mean, obviously.
That's true.
I would bet that since there are still schools that don't have AC now. In fact, I remember your school.
It didn't have AC.
It didn't have AC in parts of it until, like right around the time you graduated.
Yeah. I mean, that's very true.
How did you turn out?
I don't know. I'm a rough scallion, I guess.
All right, what else we got in here? Ben from Decatur. Year-round school. Good for kids having continuous learning for kids who need structure. For parents, depending on their jobs, it could be an issue with what to do with their kids during breaks while working if the kids are too young to be home without a parent or guardian. As for Biden falling, he says, not the first time, won't be the last. Dementia causes people to lose their motor skills. Very sad. Ben's going serious on me, but yeah. I agree.
Jay from Hartzell, he said, let Joe use a wheelchair before he breaks a hip. It won't make him look any more feeble than he already does.
Wow.
Jay from Hartzell.
I look at that too, and like I said earlier in the show, I mean, he was at a military graduation.
Yeah.
Every one of these kids is going into the Air Force. It was the Air Force Academy. They're all young officers now. I assume they got their commission right before graduation or maybe right after. I don't know which way it works. But either way, they're all going to be young lieutenants. And every one of them just watched their commander-in-chief just fall down and look like he can't hang. And again,
like you said, it's one thing falling down.
Yeah.
It's another thing barely being able to get up.
Oh, yeah. He had trouble getting back up. In fact, he gets half up and then he drops down again like he's hurt. It just not a good look, man. I'm sure the Chinese are watching that one over and over and over again.
I'm sure they are.
What else we got here? JT, Lacey Springs. Biden falling on the stairs is equal to the way he has run our country. Yes. 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 He also said a classmate in high school, her mom from Germany, went school year-round, but only for 9 years. So if Bama goes year-round, will children start at a later age? Bro, you're getting way far ahead of me. I have no idea. He said, I guess every 6 weeks school would be out for 2 weeks. It'd be confusing.
Ooh.
It would be.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, you can get used to anything. And you figure it out pretty quick, but I'm not sure. I'm not a fan. But like I can remember that I had crazy schedules. I went to a DOD school overseas, right? Seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. I was at London Central High School. We had what was known as a revolving schedule. Revolving. So you know how you come to school every day,
yeah.
And you already know first period's math, second period is English, whatever the case may be,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, not there. We had every day was a different schedule. Every day, 5 days a week. And I can still remember it. So you had six classes you're taking per semester, but you only had five per day because at the end of the day, one of your classes was doubled. And so I would come to school on, let's just say, Monday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. I didn't have class 6. But the next day, it was 2, 1, 4, 3, 6, 6. The day after that, it was 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 1. I still remember this. The day after that, it was 4, 3, 6, 5, 2, 2. It just went on like that. Every once in a while, you get lost. If you were out sick a couple days, you'd come back and go, dude, what's the schedule? 2, 1, 4, 3, 6, 6. Oh, good. I was afraid it was going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. You know, but you got used to it. And here I am. That was seventh grade. And now here I am these many, many, many moons later, and I still remember the schedules.
Right. Did you touch on
why Bev? Did I say all that?
I don't know. We were talking about the school stuff. How crazy it is with the scheduling and if they're wanting to go, you know, year round. Did you touch on Bev from Madison?
I did not.
Okay. Bev from Madison had some really good points that obviously I didn't think of when you asked us these questions, but she says it would be it's a complete disaster year round school. Try being on the same track with kids in elementary and middle and then in high school, and they're not on the same schedule.
Yeah.
Not to mention she even says coordinating with childcare if you have even smaller children. Most everyone wanted to be on the traditional track, not the year-round track.
Oh, and she even says she's been there and done that. She said she was in the Los Angeles Unified School District where they had year-round school.
Right.
Oh, wow.
She said it was a complete disaster.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I see that. Bev still carries the emotional scars, apparently, from year-round school. That's what I'm saying. Oh, my gosh. All right. What else we got here? Brian from Huntsville texted in and says, Biden falling, his wife could have prevented it. Interesting. I don't know what that means. I guess what he's saying is his wife could have said, don't run. But maybe.
John from Huntsville, he really wants to hear that second dipper. Go woke, go broke.
Don't worry, bro. We'll bring it back tomorrow. It's so good that I can't just cram it in the last 15 minutes of the show. Content heavy show today. So I got go woke, go broke first out the gate tomorrow. How about that? That's the plan. Also, if things hold true, tomorrow we will have Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth on the show with us. Spoke to him last night And as long as his schedule doesn't get frozen by things that involve governance, he'll be on with us tomorrow afternoon. So we'll try and get him scheduled at a good time. What else I got here before the break? Let's see. Jim from Huntsville. In reference to the college bailout. Yeah, okay. I didn't ask for that one, but he jumped in with the college bailout. He says, in reference to the college bailout law, this is what happens when everyone gets a participation trophy.
Oh, don't get me started on participation trophies.
He went straight to your hot button issue. All right, take us to the break, brother. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on this day. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, let me tell you somebody else who's making a difference, saving the world, ZLA Solutions. So is ZLA Solutions, they are doing some crazy cool stuff helping businesses just make their businesses better. I mean, they do all kinds of stuff, like they can help you with your logistics, your warehousing, sorting and containment, quality control, all kinds of stuff like that. They can bring those business end solutions to you, but their bread and butter remains staffing, putting people and jobs together. If you need a job personally, go look at their website, zlausa.com. They've got all kinds of jobs posted right now all over North Alabama and beyond. But here's the thing. If you're an employer, you need people. You need to fill out the ranks of your workforce. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. ZLA Solutions is good at putting people and jobs together. So check them out. ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. These are friends of mine. I know them personally. And they will not steer you wrong. ZLA Solutions, zlausa.com. Going back to the text lines, what are we seeing there? Holy cow. John from Brownsboro. I'm a mechanic turned carpenter, and I have one vehicle with less than 200,000 miles on it, and I'm liking the Ukrainians even more to hear that report.
I like that.
So basically, a carpenter and a mechanic, he fixes stuff. He makes stuff. Yeah, good deal. What else we got in there? Mike from Huntsville. He says, to quote our governor, with regards to Biden, says, to quote our governor, you can't put a high stepper in Biden's case. Yes, you can. what else? He says, too, Mike from Huntsville, just heard on Fox News that Biden is not on the trail meeting voters because they call the voters, because the voters call to see what he's doing. Anyway, I don't know what he's saying, but all he's basically saying is, we got another Basement Joe campaign going on.
There we go.
Yeah. Parts guy from Albertville. The parts guy in Albertville says, on the subject of year-round schooling, says, I'm old school. I didn't learn most of what got me through life by going to school, especially with what's being taught nowadays. I believe it'll be as damaging to the family as the Industrial Revolution was. As far as Ukrainians fixing things versus disposing of them, it's a shame we've lost that capability and have become a disposable culture. I think it's a handicap and leaves you very vulnerable not being able to make do. And then Biden has fallen down in regards to more things than just on stage. He's fallen down in his policies as well. Man, Parts Guy.
Wow, Parts Guy.
Parts Guy came in there and covered all of them.
He did.
Thank you, Parts Guy. Appreciate you. Brian from Huntsville just chimed in. You're correct. I was trying to say Jill saying don't run. Okay.
There it was.
Yeah. Okay. JT from Lacey Springs, year-round school, Common Core math. What a spectacular idea. Oh, my gosh. What do we got here? Tony from Piedmont, he says, with regards to Biden, they're saying that Biden tripped over a sandbag. He says, a sandbag for his fall? What's he in, a war zone or a hurricane? And then he goes on to talk about, what's he talking about here? Something on a ship. Oh, on the USS Hammerhead in the Mediterranean in 87, myself and my chief fixed one of our teletypes. He says, the K key broke. So I found I found a ruler the same thickness, super glued it to the rule, and cut the pattern out. And the chief used jewelry files for the fine tweaking. Said the keys were made of brass, so they had one wooden key. That's what you got to do, man.
Hey, yeah. John from Huntsville.
Yeah.
He thinks I have a phobia of participation trophies.
You do?
I do. I do. He says I need to hold a participation trophy to overcome my fear. No, thank you.
I'm going to go to a salvage store, and I'm going to find a giant old cast-off trophy that someone got rid of, and I'm going to bring it to you and just put it on your desk.
Okay, so funny trophies and things like, you know, that's okay. It's like if I get a trophy for doing nothing. Like, you know, if I'm playing a game and then I get a trophy for losing.
I wanted to come in and say you're the finest producer in all of Alabama radio?
No, don't give it to me.
Don't give it to you? Whatever. All right. Hey, listen, to recap a couple things that happened today, things that were very important. You know, we get on the show and we gripe about the legislature, and I can gripe knowingly because most of those guys, I know them personally because I served with them for 8 years. I know what it takes to get a bill to the legislature. I also know when I see a bill being, you know, tucked away and not dealt with, and they're pretending that I'm a very conservative person. I'm for tax cuts. Oh, don't bring that bill to the floor. I don't want to vote on that. That happens all the time. Well, today, I am proud to say the grocery tax cut passed. They've cut an immediate 1 cent off of the 4 cent grocery tax, which means 25% of it just went away. They've got the next 25% scheduled to go away maybe as early as next year, depending upon how the economy does, because it's scaled apparently. But I'll say this. The interesting thing is you don't realize how much money that is. The grocery tax, 4 cents on the dollar when you buy groceries, brings in an average of like $625 million a year for the education budget. Getting rid of that was a huge slap at the teachers union because they have fought that for years. So I will just end the show by saying I'm proud of the men and women of the Alabama legislature for getting that one done. I wish it could have been more. I'd love to see the whole thing gone. But I also recognize sometimes you take victories in increments, and we'll take this one. And so it's also a victory for conservatives. I was getting really concerned because right now we had not seen any true tax relief come out of Montgomery until now, today. Not only that, they passed another one, a bill that was actually created, thought of, sponsored by a Democrat, no less, Representative Anthony Daniels out of Huntsville, the overtime tax bill. If you work overtime, the first $2,000 of your overtime pay is now tax-free. That's pretty cool. That's keeping a chunk of your income in your pocket that you didn't have before. So I'm pleased with this. And by the way, that grocery tax cut is being touted by the Alabama Policy Institute as the largest tax cut in Alabama history. So keep it in perspective. If you're looking at it going, man, they only cut a penny off the dollar, well, that's 25% of what they could have gotten. That's worth an average of right now $150 million plus. So, that's good doings, and I'm really glad to see it. Really glad to see it. Tomorrow, if things work out the way they planned, we're going to have number one right out the gate. I'm going to do Go Woke, Go Broke, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's all y'all want to be tuned into this one because we're talking about Chick-fil-A, we're talking about Kohl's, we're talking about Target, we're talking about Budweiser, we're talking about what the heck? I mean, right now, it's Pride Month, and they are all vomiting rainbows all over us. So that's going to be interesting. Stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We love you. We'll see you then.